Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hey everyone, it's Leanne. So I hope you're well. Happy Monday, or whatever day it is that you're watching or listening to this. So I hope you had a good weekend and everything. I'm going to be doing more lives in my group, this group Awaken Rebels. So I want to start with Monday because obviously Monday is the first day of the week. So, well, technically it is. So I thought it was a really good place to start. I've just done a really cool twin flame reading for my YouTube channel. So that will be uploaded soon. Love to know your thoughts and feedback and everything. I always forget what I title these sometimes, so that's really funny. This will be on my podcast as well. I can't even remember. That is so bad of me, isn't it? I can't even remember what I titled it. I thought, Holding Back From Your Purpose, that was it. So, just a quick reminder as well, for anyone who is wanting to get on the Glow the Fuck Up workshop that's happening today at 5 p.m. UK time, or 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. That's happening today. It's $33. It will be available on my website afterwards at a higher price. And also I've got a really exciting announcement to tell you at the end of this live as well. So what I wanted to talk about today is holding yourself back from who you are and from your purpose and everything, really. I think a lot of us, a lot of women, especially a lot of spiritual women, a lot of those of us who've been through like lifetimes full, we've been judged, persecuted, whatever, like, you know, witches or whatever we were, we have this fear within us of holding back, and this fear within us of not really like following our purpose. It's almost like the purpose becomes so elusive at times that we don't really know what it is or how to get there or how to be in the energy of what our purpose is. And I get it. I totally get it. Myself personally, I felt so lost for like a long, long time. Probably from like since I finished uni in my early 20s. When did I graduate? I was 22 when I graduated. And from the age of like 22 to what? 37, what's that, 15 years, I felt lost in my life. I felt really lost. I felt like I didn't really know who I was. I went through bulimia, I went through depression, I went through lots of anxiety and stuff like that, and I really felt kind of like lost in my life. Oh, hi Tara. And I think a lot of us, we get caught up on this whole like this whole need to know our purpose. And, oh, hi, Chrissy. Love the photos, by the way, Chrissy. They look really, really good. We get caught up in this need to like follow our purpose and almost like we have to have it all figured out. And we like, it's almost like the hand of God. I don't believe in God. I believe in source, but the hand of God will come down and be like, you do this. And you know, and you're waiting for that person, that voice, whatever it is, to just come forward and say, do this. But actually, a lot of the time, we're actually holding ourselves back from our true potential and our true purpose. And it's almost like we're afraid of who we really are. And I had this revelation a couple of weeks ago after a really, really cool Reiki session with a local friend of mine, Faye. And I had this revelation, like, I've been through such a huge transformation, spiritually, mentally, whatever else, Ellie or whatever. in like the last 18 months, so especially in like the last 10 months since I left my husband. And it's almost like we, when growth is happening for us, and remember my motto is it's happening for you, not to you. Remember that when growth is happening for you, it can be hard to like overcomplicate things and like get caught up in everything and just like worry what's going on and like, who am I? What am I supposed to be doing? Why do I feel lost? Why am I feeling like this? And it can become like really, really overwhelming, because it's almost like we're trying to have our shit figured out, but we don't know how to figure it out. And it's almost like we're waiting for something to happen and some voice to tell us like, do this. And you're like, I'm not hearing that voice yet. But actually, a lot of the time we're actually holding ourselves back. And that's hard to comprehend sometimes, that we're actually holding ourselves back from our true potential and our true purpose. And it's not like we're doing it intentionally. It's not like you sit there saying, oh, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to sit here and be unhappy or feel lost or feel confused or feel like disillusioned with my life because I feel like it. Hi, Katie. And it's not like you're intentionally doing that, but it's almost like deep down, especially those of us who, we've got a strong connection to our past lives as like witches and healers and energy workers and everything like that, where we've been, loud message from screaming. Yeah, I get that a lot, Tara. I do. I'm like, shut up, please. I get it. But a lot of us have like, we've had this persecution in the past. We've had this judgment in the past, and not necessarily this life, but obviously energy travels through different lifetimes. So if we've had lifetimes before where we've felt judged, where we felt persecuted, basically just for being fucking female in some lives would get you burnt, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's like, I saw a really good photo the other day. It's like, if you're a woman or single woman or you liked planting in the garden or whatever, like 400 years ago, you would have been burnt. It's like, yeah, I get it. But it's almost like we're holding back from our purpose, almost like we're scared to fully step into our purpose, because in the past, in other lives, and obviously we carry that energy through as well, like we're always the embodiment of who we were in other lifetimes. Like, you don't just say, oh, I was a witch, or I was a high priestess, or I was a magic man, or whatever the fuck you were. It's, I am that person. Hi, I can't even say it's Savitri. Sorry, I get that wrong sometimes. Hey, it's almost like we get lost in that kind of energy of, I can't move forwards with my life. I can't move forwards with my purpose because I don't know what it is. But you do, because you have to remember that your soul came here with like this very mission, this very mission as to what your soul wanted to accomplish in this life. Savvy, thank you. Your soul came here with this very mission, this purpose that you wanted to accomplish in this life. So you already have the answers. And sometimes like we get caught up in like the need to know and the know-hows. And that's your human mind. That's like the ego. That's the human self, the ego self. That's like, well, I need to have it figured out. And I need to know what I'm doing on this day and everything. And I need to know the exact lifetime of my entire fucking life in order to live my purpose. But you don't. You just have to like allow your soul to come through. Allow your soul to shine through. Like whatever lights you up, is what, you know, whatever makes you happy is what you're supposed to be doing. If you're fucking miserable in your life right now, if you're like bored, miserable, just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, where am I going? What am I doing? You're not aligned. So ask yourself, like, what would you be doing? How would you be doing this? You know, what would you be doing if like money, time, people, situations, location, whatever it is, were no objects? Like, what would you be doing? Because we do effectively hold ourselves back from our purpose. It's almost like the way I like to think of it is, if as souls, like we choose our purpose, we choose our mission before we incarnate. So I almost imagine us going through like, I don't know, the supermarket, like, oh, I'll have one of those and I'll have one of those. And oh, yeah, that sounds really cool. I'll have that, like pop it in my trolley. And like if life was easy, and life is easy and life is fun and life is meant to be abundant and fun. But if it was easy, then we wouldn't have the lessons that we do have, because in order to achieve that growth, that soul growth, we have to go through the lessons. We have to experience everything that's going on for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't grow. And I think sometimes, I don't know if it's like souls get a bit confused, not confused, but they're like, yeah, I'm going to sign up for this, and then actually I need all this kind of crap to happen to me in order to get to that that bit. Oh yeah, ego is the biggie, Tara, definitely. But we get in the way of ourselves, and we get in the way of our purpose, because we allow things like ego, which is a fear and scarcity mindset and everything, and to come through. And ego isn't bad. Ego, I know ego gets a bit of a bad reputation in like spiritual groups and everything. It's not bad. It's our human element. But what you have to do is really connect with your soul, like connect with who you are, connect with what you want, connect with what your soul is trying to tell you to do. And it could be just like a gentle whisper on the breeze somewhere that you hear or you feel, and you're like, oh, I really want to do that. But then your ego mind, your human mind kicks in and says, oh, but that sounds too complicated. We can't do that. But what about this? And what about the money? And what about where we live? And what about this? And I need to do this, and I need to have this experience. And that's just your ego talking, but your soul knows. And that's why I say a lot of the time we do hold ourselves back from our purpose and from our full potential, because not just from like this life and whatever's happened to us, whatever experiences we've been through, but also from experiences as in other lifetimes, where we're carrying that energy through to this lifetime, where we've been scared to put ourselves out there, we've been scared to like fulfill our purpose, we've been scared to really honor our soul because it was maybe too hard or too dangerous or just not safe to do that. And that's where you have to think, is like, effectively we do hold ourselves back. And it's not like we're doing it intentionally. It's almost like you have to go through, you have to leap over these hurdles in order to really, in order to get to that like kind of like pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. You have to go through these lessons and this growth, and you have to allow yourself to be open to this growth as well. Because a lot of time people say, yeah, I'm ready for growth, and as soon as growth comes on, I'm like, fuck, that's like too scary, I'm not going to go there. So we end up burying our heads in the sand and, you know, fucking off in the other direction. But you have to be open to the growth, even if it means like literally stripping everything back. Like me, like in this last 10 months, like I left my husband 10 months ago, and my spiritual journey started about 20 months ago, towards the end of 2017. And I have experienced huge growth. And I actually, like, I used to joke about it, be like, oh, fuck, what's going to happen now? Like, what's going to happen this month? Like, there's a full moon, so what's that going to release from me? I'm really scared. And at the weekend, I had this revelation. It's like the light bulb went on. I was like, I'm actually excited for the growth. I'm excited for this next chapter. I'm excited for what else is coming through. It's almost like my soul is like chomping at the bit. Like, yeah, come on, we're doing it. Like, we're smashing through these walls and smashing down these barriers and everything. And it's like, I'm wanting to see what else is coming through, because like, I get geeky like that, and I like to know what else is coming through. And we have to do that. We have to be open to this growth, even if it means stripping back the layers, stripping back the beliefs, stripping back everything that we believed to be true about ourselves, or the, you know, the matrix kind of system that's around us, and all the bullshit, the layers that's been built up around us. We have to strip that back, and we have to almost like give ego a backseat as well, to allow our soul to come through. Because when we do that, we allow the soul to, like, the higher self and the soul to, like, get in the driving seat and to move us forwards with what we're doing. But if we don't allow that growth, if we're scared of that growth, then we cannot allow our purpose to happen, because we have to evolve. Like, your soul is here to evolve. Like, souls go through different stages of evolution. That's the word. We go through different stages of evolution in order to ascend to that next level. And if we don't learn the lesson that we chose to learn, then we'll just come back and do it again until we keep, until we learn that lesson. So it's better to embrace the changes, embrace the growth and everything that is coming in for us. And my heart chakra is going lows right now. Like, connect with your heart as well. Like, connect with what you want in your heart. Because when we allow these changes to happen, then we evolve and it becomes easier. But if, you know, it's like running a marathon. Yeah, it was a London Marathon yesterday. I ran the London Marathon in, when did I do it? 2010, I think it was. I can't remember. 2008, actually. 11 years ago. I loved it. It's amazing. You don't just, like, put your trainers on one day and go and run a marathon. No, you have to do the training. You have to. Like, I don't know, some people might just, I don't know, go and put trainers on and just decide for a marathon, but it's not very wise to do that, says me as a runner. But you can't just run a marathon, you have to do the training. But the more training you do, the more you put those shoes on and you go out and you do a few extra miles and you do a few more miles and everything, and you keep doing the training, the easier the running gets so that you can complete that marathon. But in order to evolve and in order to fulfill our purpose and to allow our purpose to unfold in our life, we have to keep putting ourselves out there and we have to keep allowing this growth to happen to us so that we can evolve. And it gets easier. Like if I look back to say what we're now, end of April, if I look back 6 months ago, I remember it was October last year and it was a full moon in Taurus. Fuck me, was that a hard full moon. I literally sat and sobbed for 2 whole days. And I was like, what on earth is going on? Literally, like, things were being stripped away from me. And now I'm just like, bring it on, because I've evolved through that and I've allowed whatever, you know, what was released at that time to release and to kind of come to pass, because I allowed it to, because I knew that in order to get to where I'm going and in order to fulfill my mission, like, I have a huge fucking mission in this life and it excites me. It really, really excites me. In order to fulfill that, I had to let go of stuff and I had to let go of that old way of being and that old me and the old way of thinking and the old way of acting and being and everything like that in order to step more into my purpose. So it is hard, but that's where the growth comes from. And I think that's where people get scared and they get confused and they're like, oh, but it's so scary. I don't want to do this. I'm scared of what's going to happen. I don't want changes to happen. But you're holding yourself back from your purpose if you're thinking like that. You are. Like, you have to allow this growth to happen. And yes, ego is going to come up and rear its ugly head. And that's where you have to differentiate between what is ego and what is your higher self and what is your soul. Because your ego, it is there to protect you. And it's not a bad thing. But it's just, we allow it to get too much, too involved in our lives so that we don't fully allow our soul to come through. So that's why you have to just ask yourself what you want, what you really, I sound like fucking Spice Girls now. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. You know what I mean? You have to ask yourself what you want and truly what you want. And that is going to take growth. And it is going to take letting go of things. And it's going to take changing your beliefs and changing your mindset and changing the way you do things and changing your habits and everything to align with your purpose. You have to, because in order to get to that next level version of you, you cannot do it on the current version that you are. If you're wanting to, I don't know, call in a better relationship where you're loved and you're treated really well and you feel worthy, but at the moment you're beating yourself up and you're feeling shit about yourself and you're hating on yourself, how can you expect to call somebody in who's going to love on you if you're hating on yourself right now? If you're looking to call in a better job, but you're moaning about your current job and you hate it and you're attracting all that crappy energy, then that's what you're going to attract more of. If you're wanting to call in more business or whatever, and it takes another leap, then you have to step into that next level version of you and like, what is she doing? And who is she? Because we attract who we're being. And that goes for any area of your life. If you're wanting to, I don't know, lose weight or whatever, or feel good about yourself, but you're hating on yourself or not talking to yourself very well, then how do you expect to do that? You have to go to that next level version. But a lot of the time we hold ourselves back from our purpose, not intentionally, but it's almost like because the subconscious is wired to work with patterns and routines and repeated patterns and everything. So if you're used to constantly talking to yourself in a certain way, or constantly acting in a certain way, or constantly being around certain people, then that is what you're going to attract. And you have to break that and be aware of what's happening and how you're talking to yourself, so that you can allow your purpose to come through. Because your purpose is basically just what lights you up. And sometimes we do overcomplicate it and we hold ourselves back from all of that. But we're scared. It's like we're scared of who we are. We're scared of what's within us. We're scared of what people will think of us, which is always a biggie. Like, I used to be fucking scared all the time of like what people would think of me. The more I stepped into my purpose, like, I had such an issue with my ex-husband's, well, him and his family and everything like that, like of me being me. And I had to fight that and decide, like, who do I want to be? And I just wanted to be happy and I just wanted to be me. And that meant that in the end that relationship went. It wasn't serving me. But I, until that point, was holding myself back from my true potential and my true purpose by being in that energy of feeling stuck and not sure of who I was and everything, and almost like allowing certain situations to keep me feeling stuck. So I broke it and I stepped forwards. And that's what you have to do sometimes. You just have to take that big leap, that quantum leap, that big step in order to step into that next level version of you and to allow your purpose to come through and to let go of the fear and to let go of the ego and to let go of the scarcity mindset and the worries and the judgments and the fears and everything in order to allow that purpose to come through. So let me know, like, in the comments, like, how this talks to you. I will be putting this on my new podcast as well. So if you're not on podcast, it's the Awaken Rebels podcast. And I'm going to be doing more lives in the group. Like, I'm aiming to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the group. I also have a new announcement as well. It's really, really cool. So obviously I've got my workshop happening today, Glow the Fuck Up. For anyone who wants to register, it's $33. And replay will be available. And that's about speaking your truth and finding who you are and everything. Well, speaking your truth and like putting yourself out there. But I also have a new membership that is launching in May, called The Bad Bitch is Rising. I channeled a message a couple of weeks ago, which is all about the bad bitches. I was like, what the fuck is this? And the bad bitches are like those of us who, we were witches before and energy workers and healers and everything. We had a voice and it's almost like taken away from us in other lives. And in this life, we've not felt that we could really be ourselves. So it's called The Bad Bitches Rising. It's a monthly membership, monthly subscription, cancel anytime. It's $55 a month and it's access to my intuitive guidance and like a Q&A. So there'll be one live Q&A every week. And then also a training. Not every week, bi-weekly. One Q&A bi-weekly and also a training bi-weekly as well, about stepping into yourself and your purpose and who you are, and really like to kind of like light you up, because that is my mission in this world. I have got a huge fucking mission in this world, is to help women find themselves and be themselves and to feel empowered and to literally like go and create the impact that you're here to create. So that's what I'm doing. So it's called Bad Bitches Rising, which I fucking love, by the way. $55 a month, and yeah, bi-weekly training. So there's a Q&A every other week and a training every other week, and I will be getting guest speakers in as well. And obviously it's the access to my intuitive guidance and channeled messages and whatever you want to ask and everything, to really like go deeper with your purpose and your calling and like stepping into yourself. So the information, I'm launching that in May, so the information will be on my website, but I'll post a link in the group as well. I'm excited by the name. I was like, oh, bad bitches, I like that. And I think as well, like, the term bitch gets like a bit of a bad rap, but really, like, you have to almost like be a bitch to yourself sometimes to really get what you want. Like, you have to stop playing the nice girl in order to get what you want. And I'm not saying go out and be a bitch to people, because like I can't stand that. But what I mean is let go of who you believe that you're not, or who you believe that you are. Like, step into yourself and step into your calling and allow this energy to come through, this bad bitch energy, this awakened rebel energy. Like, speaking your truth and following your purpose and following your soul, you have to let go of everything that doesn't serve you. And that is fucking hard. It is, because you're so used to living like that. You're so used to listening to like bullshit advice and bullshit guidance and everything, not just from others, but also what your ego tells you. And you have to break that, and you have to step into like almost like that bad bitch energy and just like, I'm just going to do me, and I'm just going to like light the fuck up in my life and be the whole damn fucking fire. Because if I want to get what I want, then I have to do that in my life. And my throat chakra is really glowing right now, which is really cool. It's always like a confirmation for me. So I will post the information below when I've got it up on my website, but I can just like share the link anyway. But thank you so much for watching, and have an amazing week. See you later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.